Hi, good morning children. In the first two modules of 8th chapter, cell structure and function, we have already discussed about what is cell, what is its shape, what is its structure, etc. We know that cell is the basic structural and functional unit of an organism. Body of both plant and animal is made up of cells. Is there any difference in the structure of plant and animal cell? In this module, let us compare the structure of both plant and animal cell. Before that, do you want to observe a plant cell and an animal cell? Then, let us do a simple lab activity, that is, temporary stained mound of onion peel. What is the name of this experiment? That is, temporary stained mound of onion peel. What are the materials required for this activity? We need onion bulb, blade, forceps, glass slide, cover slip, water, methylene blue solution, and of course, microscope for observing the cell. What is the procedure of this activity? First, take an onion bulb and cut it into small pieces. Remove the dry pink coverings. Peel off the fleshy white layers with the help of forceps or with hand. Then, with the help of blade, you just cut the peel into small pieces. After cutting, place a small piece of this onion peel in a drop of water on a glass slide. Add a drop of methylene blue solution to the layer. Cover the peel gently with the cover slip. While placing the cover slip, ensure that there are no air bubbles under the cover slip. After putting the cover slip, observe the slide under the microscope. Now, you can see large number of onion cells just like compartments or boxes. Observe these cells carefully. We can see a dark spot in each compartment or each cell. This is nothing but nucleus. Each cell has border. These are nothing but cell wall and cell membrane. The part enclosed by the cell membrane is cytoplasm. Children, now draw a neat diagram of these cells. Through this activity, we can identify the basic components of a plant cell. What are those components? They are cell wall, cell membrane, nucleus, and cytoplasm. Enlarged view of a plant cell show cell organelles in the cytoplasm. Which are they? They are mitochondria, Golgi bodies, endoplasmic reticulum, plastids, ribosomes, vacuoles, etc. Children, now, do you want to observe an animal cell? Then we will do another lab activity, that is temporary stained mound of human cheek cell. Yes, as the name indicates, now we are going to observe our own body cell. What are the materials required for this activity? For this, we need toothpick, glass slide, water, iodine, cover slip, microscope, etc. Now, let us do the activity. First, wash your mouth thoroughly with water. Then, scrape inside of the mouth by using clean toothpick. Place this smear in a drop of water on a glass slide. Add a drop of iodine and place a cover slip over it. Observe this slide under microscope. Now, several cells can be seen with distinct cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. Enlarged view of this cell shows cell organelles in the cytoplasm. Children, now draw a neat labeled diagram of cheek cell in your notebook. By doing these two activities, we are able to observe both plant and animal cell. Now, let us compare the structure of plant and animal cell. For doing this, first let us draw a neat labeled diagram of plant cell and animal cell. Observe both the diagram carefully. What are the structures found in plant cell? All these structures are present in animal cell. Let us discuss one by one. Cell membrane. It is present in animal and plant cell. What about the cell wall? Is it present in both the cells? No, it is seen only in plant cells. In animal cell, there is no cell wall. What about the nucleus? Both plant and animal cell contains nucleus. Cytoplasm also seen in both the cells. What about the plastids? It is seen only in plant cell. Animal cell lack plastids. Children, in plant cell, we can see a large single vacuole. What about the vacuoles in animal cell? We can see large number of small vacuoles in animal cell. Based on this comparative study, we can say that animal cells are very similar to plant cells. But there are some differences. They are animal cell lack plastids. Animal cells are not surrounded by cell walls. The vacuoles in plants are much larger than those of animals. Finally, before concluding, let us summarize the entire chapter. First, we have learned that cell is the basic structural and functional unit of an organism. Cell has the following components: cell membrane, nucleus, cytoplasm, cell organelles. These components have different functions. Both plant and animal body is made up of cells. Both plant and animal cells are very similar except the presence of cell wall, plastids and vacuoles. Children, hope you understand the entire chapter very well. Thank you. Have a nice day.